Chapter 1, The Reader of Books. It's a strange thing about mothers and fathers. Even when their child is the dirtiest little animal you have ever seen, they still think that he or she is wonderful. But there are parents who are not interested in their children in any way. And these, of course, are much worse. Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood had an ordinary little boy, Michael, and the daughter, Matilda, but they were so busy with their unimportant business that they didn't realize Matilda was clever, very clever. By the age of 1.5, she could speak perfectly and knew as many words as most grown-up people. By the time she was 3, Matilda could read newspapers. At the age of 4, she could read fast and well. Daddy, she said, could you buy me a book? A book, he said, what's wrong with the TV? We've got a nice TV and you come asking for a book? We're too good to you already, my girl. Nearly every afternoon, Matilda stayed in the house while her brother, who was 5 years older than her, went to school. Her father went to work and her mother went to the cinema. One afternoon, Matilda walked to the library in the village. Mrs. Phelps, the woman at the library, was surprised to see this small girl. Where are the children's books, please? Asked Matilda. Mrs. Phelps showed her. Shall I find you a nice one with lots of pictures in it? She said. I'm sure I can find something, said Matilda.